This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Essays or Counsels, Civil and Moral, of Francis Lord Verulam, Viscount St. Albans. To the Right Honorable, My Very Good Lord, the Duke of Buckingham, His Grace, Lord High Admiral of England. Excellent Lord, Solomon says, A good name is as a precious ointment, and I assure myself, such will your grace's name be with posterity. For your fortune and merit both have been imminent, and you have planted things that are like to last. I do now publish my essays, which, of all my other works, have been most current, for that, as it seems, they come home to men's business and bosoms. I have enlarged them both in number and weight, so that they are indeed a new work. I thought it therefore agreeable to my affection and obligation to your grace, to prefix your name before them both in English and in Latin. For I do conceive that the Latin volume of them, being in the universal language, may last as long as books last. My instauration I dedicated to the king. My history of Henry the Seventh, which I have now also translated into Latin, and my portions of natural history to the prince. And these I dedicate to your grace, being of the best fruits, that by the good increase which God gives to my pen and labors, I could yield. God lead your grace by the hand. Your grace's most obliged and faithful servant, Viscount St. Albans. Essay 1. Of Truth. What is truth? Said jesting Pilate, and would not stay for an answer. Certainly there be that delight in giddiness, and count it a bondage to fix a belief, affecting free will in thinking as well as in acting. And though the sects of philosophers of that kind be gone, yet there remain certain discoursing wits, which are of the same veins, though there be not so much blood in them as was in those of the ancients. But it is not only the difficulty and labor which men take in finding out of truth, nor again that when it is found it imposeth upon men's thoughts, that doth bring lies in favor, but a natural, though corrupt love of the lie itself. One of the later school of Grecians examineth the matter, and is at a stand to think what should be in it that men should love lies, where neither they make it for pleasure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?